So entering your seated position of meditation, legs are crossed and getting the spine nice and tall. Think of the spine as a passageway that allows energy to flow from low to high. And so the straighter and more lengthened spine is, the easier it is for that energy to naturally flow. Just by having the spine straight is quite helpful. So if you need to raise the hips above the knees, or by sitting on something, or that can sometimes enhance your ability to sit nice and straight. At the base of the spine is the Kula Kundalini, or the latent energy force. And as the mind becomes pure and steady, then that rises up. To give ourselves the best opportunity for the Kundalini to rise, we lengthen the spine, as discussed. And we start to focus in on our breathing. Take long, slow, sweeping breaths through the nose. And really use this time as a laboratory to breathe and to massage the mind and to get the mind in a new state. I'm just going to let you explore your breath for a little bit. If you haven't already, insert a spacer, that sense of kumbhak, in between the inhalation and the exhalation. creating a space of pause. In the next phase, drawing your point of awareness a little bit away from the breath and get the mind completely still. So you're drawing your vision a little bit deeper inwards, finding that singular psycho-spiritual point in your mental arena. You're just trying to discover that tangential point where mind bumps up to the realm of spirituality. when the mind is completely still. Then you can start the repetition of mantra. Some of you may already have your own personal mantra, or may have read about one that you'd like to use. You can use a universal mantra, Shanti or Om Shanti, meaning eternal peace. Or if there's another word or phrase that you'd like to use, you may implement that. And the key with mantra jap or mantra repetition is to completely absorb the mind in the idea of those words. It takes a little bit of yearning to discover and enter into that next realm, whatever that may be. So take this next phase using your breath, your mantra, your focused ideation and concentration, and take your meditation deeper. Give it 5 or 10 more slow, long mantra repetitions. Getting the mind fully soaked in that vibration and that ideation. On the next inhalation, gently draw the palms together, thumbs touching to the Chakruti point. That's the doorstep of mind. It's also the gateway towards the Ajnana chakra, the sixth chakra. And with all the charms and benevolence of the mind, and draw those hands down to the heart, the fourth chakra, the Anahat chakra. And with all the compassion and finer sensitivities to heart, we share that sweet ideation with the whole universe around us. Internally, we say namaskar.